Hi everyone, welcome back to Fitter. Thank you for joining me. My name is Sally and this is the fitness podcast where we discuss everything fitness from diet to training, nutrition and mindset. And in this episode, I want to discuss alcohol. I hear quite often that alcohol makes you fat, or if you want to lose weight, then you should cut alcohol. In particular, as I live in England, there's quite a big drinking culture here, especially when the weather is nice and the World Cup is on right now. So people are planning to maybe go to the pub or to the beer garden or weekends and barbecues and things like that, which may or often include quite a lot of alcohol. And if you are planning to diet down, or if you're trying to lose a few pounds for the summer, you might think that you're hindering your fat loss process by drinking, or you might be, that might be a strategy of yours to cut alcohol in order to lose some weight. And I'm going to dive into it a little bit more to hopefully give you an understanding of what exactly is happening during the body when we drink, and if that can aid your goals in any way. So the common statement is alcohol makes you fat, and the answer to that is, well, the response that I have to that is, it's quite simply, it's not true. Alcohol itself does not make you fat. If we were to ingest pure alcohol, it would not be possible for the body to store that alcohol as fat. We have no, what I would maybe refer to as, survival requirements for alcohol. That's why you'll often hear in the fitness world that we refer to alcohol as a poison. That means that we have no ability to draw energy from alcohol. We can't store any energy, as in fat cells, we can't, or glycogen in the muscles. We can't store anything from alcohol and turn it into energy. We can't repair or build any new cells, as muscle does, from alcohol. We can't produce any hormones based on alcohol. And so as we have no, like I said, sort of, if you want to say, survival requirements for alcohol, it is, upon ingesting it, we go straight into the bloodstream. There's no metabolic breakdown which is required, and it goes straight to the liver. And once the body has realized that this is no use to me, obviously the body is not trying to get drunk, that's your brain trying to get drunk. Once the body has realized that there's no use for the alcohol, it will just immediately begin, the liver will begin to detox the alcohol out of the system. And so what that means is any food which we may have ingested prior to the alcohol will be put, if you like, second priority. So number one, it will skip right to the front of the queue, and any other food that has been ingested, that's going to be potentially stored more readily as fat. So if you were to consume a really high fat meal before drinking and then have a lot of alcohol, once the liver starts to realize this is going to take me a long time to get through all this alcohol and I can't deal with that fat and that food right now, just store it as fat and I'll take care of it later on. So a high fat meal would actually be very hindrous to have as your pre-drinking meal, if you like. Going more high protein and high carb would be better if you're trying to reduce the amount of fat gain that you might get from a drinking session, simply because proteins and carbohydrates, even if prioritized second to alcohol, are more difficult to be stored as fat. So that would be my number one tip. To avoid high fat meals before drinking, whilst drinking, and essentially after drinking as well, because even though the morning after we might not still be as intoxicated or as drunk as we might have been the night before, the liver is still processing that. That's obviously the hangover period, which is important in that period as well to try and avoid high fat meals. So the Domino's, that's a really bad idea. Obviously it's not maybe the thing that you want. You know, lots of, I would probably try and keep calorie content as low as possible. And higher proteins, lots of micronutrients, smoothies, proteins, they're all going to be good for trying to keep your stomach full whilst in consuming the lower amount of calories as possible if you're hungover. So that would be it. So avoid fats around drinking and the night after, which is going to be difficult because the second thing that alcohol does is it increases your hunger levels. So it's really, this is where the body is kind of fighting itself, or fighting the mind rather. Obviously, when you are drunk or hungover, you might be craving certain fatty foods which are very high in calories. That's the last thing that the body needs if you're trying to avoid fat gain at the same time. So increasing your hunger levels is going to play a bit of a mind trick on you, but that's where consuming voluminous foods with lower calories, like I said, such as salads and proteins, they're going to be better off for you. So that's trick number two. There is also some research that alcohol increases testosterone in males. However, this is if you are very lightly drunk, or you intake a very small amount of alcohol, testosterone in males can be slightly increased. But once you get past a certain stage, it's really detrimental, and those testosterone levels, not only do they stop increasing, but they significantly decrease. So that's a bit of a myth as well, that testosterone is increased. So sometimes a lot of guys think that it's okay if you go to the gym when you're hungover, you've got plenty of testosterone floating around, and that'll build muscle gain a lot quicker. That's a complete myth, probably just to make yourself feel better about, you know, binge drinking and going to the gym the same day. In fact, protein synthesis, which is the process the body undertakes to transform the proteins into muscle, the protein synthesis is reduced whilst we drink alcohol, so more so in men than women. So not only is testosterone levels reduced in men after drinking, but protein synthesis is reduced. So if you were to go to the gym on the same day as drinking, I'd probably advise getting your gym session in nice and early, having a high protein meal throughout the day, post-workout, and then leaving the drinking at least 4 to 5 hours once we can guarantee that protein synthesis window, in inverted commas, has kind of closed, and just so that you get the most out of your gym session without reducing the effects of your efforts in the gym. Less so for women though, so protein synthesis window is going to be reduced slightly less, but the same, I would probably just suggest the same rule. And if you are planning to work out the day after the gym, I probably just wouldn't bother. Not only are your physical level, your energy levels are going to be reduced, your hunger levels are going to be increased. Obviously, we all know what it is to be hungover. And so I would just save your rest day for the day after drinking, just because it's not going to be optimal. You get more out of your session a day when you haven't been drinking the day before. So that would be my practical advice. And hopefully that has given you a bit more of an insight that you don't necessarily get fat from alcohol. However, it does have a way of hacking the metabolic system in that it can produce fat gaining effects, although it's not the actual alcohol which is directly causing that. Obviously there are calories in alcohol, although like I said, we don't really pull energy from them. So that's another bit of a negative point, is that it contributes to the overall daily intake, the number of calories, without really providing us anything in return. So things like clear spirits, or avoiding mixers, you know, like Cokes, and wine is particularly caloric. So choosing your alcohols wisely can all play a part, and there's no reason that you can't enjoy a few drinks a week or a night out and just keep everything in moderation. There's no diet that is going to work for anyone in the long term is gonna say eliminate this or completely cut out this, unless there's some sort of intolerance or allergy involved. There's no reason that you should completely cut anything out. If you enjoy going out drinking, just research a little bit more the things that you can do to incorporate alcohol into a diet or into a lifestyle that can also benefit your fitness goals. So I'll leave it there because it'll be under 10 minutes. Thanks again for listening, and let me know if you enjoy this content and if you use any of the tips. All right, cool. See you next time. Bye-bye.